It's time for the greatest little internet radio show, Blow the Whistle. Always live on SportsTownChicago.com and on Twitch at SportsTownShot. Tyler, Butterball, Buterball.
Jackson Mahomes.
Dude, you are so stupid. I knew this kid was going to be a complete meth, like a youth mess. Not meth. Sorry, not meth.
That might be part of it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have learned that your brother doesn't even let you go on the field anymore to his games? He sticks you up in a freaking suite.
See, I think he needs to go to Allstate because when you're covered by mayhem,
you'll be better protected.
Andrew Pepe Ballantyne.
IMG Academy for being sold for $1.5 billion to the Endeavor Group who bought WWE and UFC.
No way.
Yeah. How can you say that high school's sports is not about business when the IMG Academy, who is supposed to be a legitimate high school, goes for $1.25 billion to Endeavor Corporate? What, are you kidding me?
It's game time.
David, Double D Dykstra.
Not the sixth round.
No.
Not the seventh round.
Mm-mm.
Not even a free agent signee.
Nope.
You go out and draft your backup quarterback to Jordan Love. And yes, I said backup quarterback, because if you look at that quarterback room, nobody, nada, zip, zilch, nothing. For every Bears fan that is out there right now, hope and pray to God that Jordan Love twists his ankle so bad that you get to see this godforsaken mess.
Oh my God.
That is Sean Mother Trucking Clifford.
Let's get her.
Tyler Buterbaugh, Andrew Ballantyne, and David Dykstra. Your greatest little internet radio show everywhere you go.
And welcome everybody here to Blow the Whistle here on twitch.tv/sportstownshy. I hope you're all having a wonderful Tuesday. I know we're throwing you off because we usually do it on Monday. But spoiler alert, there's too much going on today that we couldn't miss on an opportunity to take an opportunity. I am your host, Andrew Pepe Valentin. I am also here with
Tyler Butterball Buterball.
And
David Double D Dykstra.
Absolutely. And I'm glad to have you guys here. It's been an interesting Tuesday already, just to kind of start things off. It was a little dull there, but I think things are...
There's something going on.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on here. It's starting
there's
to pick up a little bit.
There's something going on
so,
in here.
My week already was pretty eventful. I saw a divorce happen over hash browns, so...
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
I saw that Facebook post.
Yeah, I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter just after it happened. Some husband didn't want hash browns. His wife started saying, "This is why you're not a man," and all kinds of stuff. And
that's great.
I'm there.
Fantastic.
I'm there with my lovely lady. We're eating breakfast as this is happening. I'm like, I didn't expect a show. This is awesome. And in the middle of it, he just goes, "That's it. This marriage is over." And he walks out the door and she's chasing after him going, "Wait, baby, sweetie." I mean, it was amazing. It was so good.
I didn't mean it.
And then the waitress the server comes over and she's like, "I'm so sorry about that." I'm like, "Don't be." I'm like, "You're getting an extra tip for that show. That was amazing."
This is breakfast in a movie. Breakfast in a show. That is fantastic.
It was so good.
You know, wait. All right. So where was this McDonald's?
It wasn't a McDonald's.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Like an actual sit-down.
We went to an actual sit-down restaurant.
What was it and where were it at?
Was it IHOP, Denny's?
It was a small, there's a small restaurant near in Hoffman Estates that I always pass by. It's a small little like diner place. I can't remember the name of it.
I was
going to
say, if you were at a Denny's in Elgin, like 11
Listen,
o'clock at night.
Denny's at night,
sense.
Waffle House anytime. That's usually where this stuff goes down. It was just like, it was amazing because we were already sitting next to them and already they were just kind of like, "Yeah, so how's your day been?" "It's fine." Like, you can already tell, like, ooh, there's tension here. They're like in their mid-20s too. Like, they're young. They're fairly young. And then all of a sudden it just explodes into this massive
hash browns. He's got a side piece. He doesn't have to worry about pleasing her anymore. I
she
can
likes
tell
hash browns.
You,
Maybe that's the case.
I can tell you right now exactly what went down. I've lived that life.
I mean, it just exploded into a giant argument about you don't do this for me. Well, you don't do that for me. I mean, obviously, expletives all in between.
And this all started because of hash browns.
All because of hash browns. Because she was like, just send them back. He's like, no, I don't want to bug them. I don't want to do anything.
What was wrong with him? Did you hear?
No, he just didn't want them. That was all it was.
How can you not? What kind of communist?
Yeah, what psychopath doesn't like hash browns?
I don't know. I love hash browns.
Communist doesn't want hash browns for breakfast.
I don't know. I love hash browns. Like, I think, well, okay.
Should we call Rob Brown and find out if he likes hash browns with his breakfast?
Well, we know he doesn't really like bagels all that much. So.
No, it's not that he doesn't like bagels.
But he thinks they're overrated.
They're overrated, yes. Which it's...
It's fair.
It's fair. I mean, I had a bagel this morning, but I mean, I don't.
Did you have anything on it?
Cream cheese.
Exactly.
And it's onion chive cream cheese, and that's what makes it.
See, I'm not a huge onion chive.
Really?
I like them.
I like it.
You know, mine's the, if I can ever find it, they used to have it all the time, and it pisses me off that they discontinued it. If I could ever find garlic cream cheese, I'm all over it. I'm all over it.
I mean, garlic is good with just about anything.
I've never had that before, but that does sound good.
Garlic bagels are rough.
Yeah.
Because you're biting into like garlic pieces on the actual bagel.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't like that.
You bite into that and that flavor hits hard.
It just doesn't hit hard, but if it's toasted too much, it turns
bad. Your breath's going to smell.
It's bitter. I could give a rat's ass.
I would smell myself though, and I'd be like, huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you carry Tic Tacs or.
Well, that's why, like, whenever I had an onion bagel, because I like onion bagels.
Yeah, onion bagels are really
amazing. Yeah. So whenever I have those, I always make sure to have the fresh gum with me.
Asiago cheese on the top of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I mean, I get it.
We're doing breakfast for dinner tonight, boys.
Hey, man, I just bought a bunch of eggs today, so.
Eggs are really good for you.
They are.
They finally went down in price again.
I have to be.
You used to need to make six figures to get eggs like a couple months ago.
I literally have to be in the mood for eggs to eat eggs, though.
I could do them. Give me them anyway. Sunny side up, over
easy.
Okay,
so let me ask you something. Have you ever dissected an aborted chicken fetus?
No, I haven't.
We
didn't do that.
And that.
That's why.
For high school, right?
Yep, high school. Done.
Because I know because there's either like the frogs you do, some of them done
we did
mice,
frogs.
And then there's there was the chicken embryo.
We did chicken embryo, frog, and cat.
I did a
Oh, you did a cat?
Yeah.
I did a squid.
And that would be cool.
It was really cool, but dude, the smell of it.
Yeah, it's foul.
It's almost like if you were cutting an onion just because it's like, your nostrils are burning. Yeah. Your eyes are burning. It's just so strong.
It's like once you cut right into it, that fish smell just envelops the whole area and the whole room.
It was
bad. And
then
it like sticks to your clothes.
But it was fun. It was cool. I mean, who dissects a squid?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, after that, you get calamari, right? So it's all good.
They wouldn't let me keep it.
Good calamari.
That was one thing that I loved was somebody said that like way back in the 80s, they went to high school and they said they dissected squids. And the next thing they know, there's fried calamari in their kitchen. And they went, is that legal?
We had culinary class the next period.
Exactly, yeah.
This has got a distinct formaldehyde taste to it.
Listen, we're not letting that thing go to waste. All right, well, aside from food, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a jam-packed one for you today. It is all Major League Baseball today because this is the trade deadline.
Are the major leagues. That's why, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you ready for some baseball?
Absolutely. There have been
Dude, don't tease that song. It's too close.
Yeah, we're so close to football we can taste it.
I'm teasing. Like,
next week is a Hall of Fame game.
I'm itching.
I'm itching.
Two more. Well, you say three more weeks, right? And then we got the college football season starting with week zero.
By the way, I'm not gonna lie. Jenks and I are getting a special booking from BetMGM for the odds for Texas and Penn State to play in the national title.
No way.
You're gonna get special odds for it to see what it says.
Yeah, because we can't find it anywhere, so we're gonna ask them to do one for us.
Okay.
Oh, that would be. I would like to see that.
That's got to be a pretty.
Can you have them just do one for
pricey one?
Probably 150 to one.
Can you have them do?
So.
Can you have them? Can you have them do one for fun, like Texas and Nebraska? just for hell, why not?
You almost cussed right there.
I did.
I did. Sensed it in your voice.
I saw the stammer. I said, for stuff and giggles. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
It's Nebraska, man. It does it to you. I get it. I get it.
Bunch
I
of cornholers.
Cornholers.
But anyway, let's get back to the major leagues.
Yes, right, yes. Baseball. Because obviously, I mean, there's a bunch to talk about. Obviously, the moves that have been made, the moves that are potentially going to be made, any moves that do happen here, we will report on them as they do occur. We've got our ticker kind of going up, waiting to see what will happen.
We're all on X right now.
On X, on the X deck as well.
On the X deck.
On the X.
Is that what they call it? Please tell me, have they changed it? Is it the X deck? Oh my God, that'd be great.
No, it says, so the link is still tweetdeck.twitter, but up on the tab says X Pro.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a dumber name.
I'm using
that's
X
an
Pro.
Even dumber name, God.
Isn't his kid named like
listen,
X?
Listen, I'm about.
No, his kid's like X2361, something like that. Like, it's a whole number thing.
I'm assuming the letter X.
I don't know.
He's an alien.
he's the one that
no,
the government
no
found.
Yeah, of course. He's the one in the Area 50K.
They got Elon's
I'm
family.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Got
I Elon's don't, family
we're not
going
to talk any baseball today.
I don't want to offend the future owner of the White Sox.
Stop it.
X going to give it to you.
Yeah, somebody put the Twitter X in the Sox logo. So, which obviously, I mean, speaking about the Sox, I mean,
what is this game you play with bat and ball?
The Sox kind of started it all off with Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez getting traded to the Angels for their
which good first outing for both of them.
Yeah, yeah, they proved to be obviously pretty solid assets for the Angels thus far.
Which can I just say right off the bat?
Yeah,
what the hell, Angels? The hell, man? No. No.
What's wrong?
What? They're not re-signing Shohei. They're just not.
They might.
Unless Mike Trout just goes up to him and goes, listen, man, we're this close. This close.
Well, I think if they make a playoff run, I think that's what Moreno is hoping for, the owner, is that, okay, we will buy all in, and we will help him get there because he seems invested.
They're one
to
of the hottest teams
team.
In Major League yeah. Baseball right
they
now.
They are. No, they are
so
playing hot right now.
They make a playoff run. They get into that wild card spot. They possibly do some damage. I mean, there's potential to say, okay, Shohei, we're actually making progress. Will you stick around with us? We'll give you your money.
Do you think they'll still give him the full money, too?
I think so. Moreno is willing to.
Oh, he's willing to pay.
He gave $330 million to Rendon off of one season, okay? He's willing to give out the money.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You guys, I don't know if I told you this. Do you understand what kind of money he brings into that organization?
Yeah, because, I mean, everyone wants to go see Shohei.
Yeah.
No. In sponsorships for the Anaheim Angels.
Yeah, we talked
Angels,
about that before, yeah.
$40 million.
Yeah.
Oh,
with Trout being the next closest at five.
That's right. I forgot.
Next closest at five. Well, because here's the thing. Trout sells in America.
There's the gap.
Ohtani sells all over the entire world because he's a
Southeast
international.
Asia.
Yeah, he's an international superstar. So that, and he's a phenomenon at this point.
So yeah, give him that contract.
Phenomenon.
You're going to make that money back in a few years.
Phenomenon.
But obviously when they pulled him off the market, I think their plan is they're going to make a playoff run. They're going to try to seduce him with the fact that they're going to try and win a championship, right? Or at least look like they're close to it. And that's when they'll pay him like, okay, whatever you want in terms of years and money, we'll give it to you because you're worth it.
Well, and let's be honest here, boys. Who's the last pitcher you'd want to see on a one-game play-in kind of deal?
Exactly. If you're going to get Shohei, it's probably all but done.
No, he'll sorry. I've been scrolling through Twitter.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
What would you say again?
Who's the last person you'd want to see on that mound in a one-game scenario to play into the playoffs?
Shohei.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would not want to see that man.
As pumped as he would be.
He strikes you out and hits the home runs.
Guess what? Yeah, guess what? He's not just going to strike you out. He's going to knock you out.
Yeah. he's absolutely worth it. I get what the Angels are doing. But look, for the White Sox, you
this
get a switch
generational
hitting,
talent.
Yeah, the White Sox get a switch hitting catcher. They get a big 6'6 left-handed pitcher. You got future players that can actually do something potentially with this team now going forward for the next couple years.
I will be very honest with you. I was very pleasantly surprised at what the White Sox got back for Giolito and Lopez.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a it's a shame that this didn't work out the way that it should have. But if you're going to do anything, this is the kind of move that you want to see them make.
Because they got the White Sox got what, two of their best catching prospects,
number two and number three prospects.
Yeah,
so, catcher and a pitcher. I switch hitting catcher, by the way.
And you
too,
know what? That worked out best for the Sox because neither of those two guys wanted to stay in Chicago.
No. Giolito did.
Giolito absolutely did.
Giolito. Cody Decker.
Is it Lynn that I'm thinking?
Lynn didn't want to be there.
I get those guys mixed up.
Lynn was on his way out. He was already kind of like, well, it's not working here. If I can get anywhere else, let's see what happens.
Kelly's back with his old team.
Yeah, so, and Kelly's happy there, and obviously, and what they got back again there,
too,
was
I made my bones here!
Yes. But, I mean, that's the thing, is, like, the White Sox making those trades, Lance Lynn and, obviously, Joe Kelly going to Los Angeles. Kelly's going back to L.A., and, obviously, Lynn's going to be with a team now that's pretty well loaded, so he's got protection in the rotation and on the bullpen, well, so that's a plus.
They're both... got protection. Jesus, those bats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The offense is going to be able to score the runs. They have guys that can help them, you know, if they're struggling, obviously, to pitch. But
Lance comes in after the first inning after giving up three, and they're all like, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Just relax. We're fine.
It's only three.
Right.
The rumor was that he was supposed to start today.
He is starting today.
I believe he is starting today. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I believe so.
I would fade the bejeebus out of him in the first five.
I mean, look, it's possible a new look, right, could easily be the thing that shakes it up, right, for him. But
of all the pitchers that the Dodgers could go out and get, like, Lance Lynn would be one of the last on my list.
I have the distinctive feeling they have to be looking at him saying, all right, he'll be in the rotation maybe on the back end, and then we'll pull him out and put him in the bullpen when we go into the playoffs. Like,
he wouldn't be a bad mid reliever.
No, I think he'd be a solid
Lynn,
reliever.
No, he wouldn't be.
Because
then he can go full bullpen. On
yeah.
and throw his arm out.
You start
in two innings.
It's very possible. I just, like, you start him right for the rest of the season, see what he does. If he doesn't do anything, okay, fine. But he's a guy who can say, yeah, like mid reliever kind of thing, long-term reliever. You can throw him out there real quick if somebody needs a break. And I think he can manage, at least for a playoff series, I think he'd be able to manage. You just have to rest him. Probably like a week.
Rest, my son.
Rest, boy.
Do we see him
going anywhere?
Well, first off, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You are our White Sox guy here.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about what they got back from the Dodgers?
I think it's what you could get from the Dodgers, and I think it's worthy enough. Anything you can get for any of these players at this point should be counting towards either you're going to build with them or you're going to use them potentially as other trade targets to get better players at some point in the near future.
Now,
right?
I'm going to say this as loudly and as pronounced as I can.
Okay.
They need to get rid of their manager.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while.
Well,
yeah.
No, I said it when they hired him.
Right.
Wrong! You're wrong! Mistake.
I didn't like it either, but...
First off, why are you hiring a guy from the worst team in Major League Baseball?
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, because he has his connections with LaRusso.
Yeah, but anyway, that's besides... You need a guy who can develop.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, then bring back Rick Renteria at this point. Because he's the developer kind of guy.
Screw it. I want him to get AJ Pruszynski.
I honestly would love that. But here's
but
the problem.
That's probably never going to happen.
Yeah, the problem with that.
Weenie.
Reinsdorf and Kenny both hate AJ.
Yeah, because he keeps talking bad about the team.
Because God forbid someone talk bad who played for the team.
So then you might as well just hate Ozzie Guillen too.
Okay, so bring in Jim Thome.
Which was a rumor at one time. That's not a bad idea because Jim wants to be a manager at some point.
Michael Jordan just sold the Hornets. So he can just go buy the White Sox.
He could.
You know, that...
Probably
that
could.
We joked about that. And it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It wouldn't be the worst thing.
It is his first love.
Yeah. He does love baseball.
I mean...
He also wants to possibly try and buy into the Bulls, too, as an owner, so...
Do it, please.
Whoa. Don't be too excited about that one.
We saw what happened with
Charlotte.
They did have at one point
that's true.
The worst record in the history of the NBA where they only won, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but that's Charlotte. No one wants to play there.
15 games?
No one wants to play there. No.
Here's the
That's
one.
That's true.
So, I mean.
But see, here's the funny one that I.
You got Jordan owning
Charlotte's
the Bulls.
Charlotte's just Eastern Portland. Run. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Charlotte's just Eastern wow. Portland. Wow.
The East Side Portland. That's pretty damn accurate.
I love Charlotte and I love Portland, but let's be honest. You're not big cities.
Hey, the moment they decided to get rid of Muggsy Bogues, Alonzo Mourning, and Grandmama, it was over.
That's when
Del
all
Del Curry's
went.
Just standing behind his three-point line going, what happened?
Well, once Larry
where'd you guys go?
Once Larry Johnson was like, yeah, my back can't take this anymore.
Where did he go, by the way?
Larry Johnson?
He just fell off of the face of the earth.
He had his issues, the injuries. I think he had some off-court issues and stuff, but he was still an all-star. He was still one of the
no,
better.
No, what I'm saying is,
oh, in terms of like being in the media and stuff, I think he's just being quiet.
He's just gone.
Yeah, I think he's just being quiet.
And
he
was one of
silent.
The loudest personalities out there.
Who's this?
Larry Johnson.
Yeah. Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Former superstar for the.
Only time I've paid over $100 for a pair of shoes.
Really?
I got the grandmamas. You want to know how fast the soles fell off of those shoes? 6 months.
I don't think I've ever seen his shoes.
Because they weren't. Well, they
his
weren't.
His shoes were awesome.
Yeah. They look cool.
Those are pretty dope.
Yeah.
I'm not
they were
lie.
Pretty cool. They were just made really.
Adidas?
Yeah, I think so.
Adidas?
Can you see the
Reebok?
Logo on there really quick? I want to say it was a. I want to say. Maybe Reebok?
Converse.
Converse. Oh,
Converse.
Yeah,
because
I'm seeing. Okay, because I was like, cons? I'm like, just seeing
I'm
cons.
I'm sorry, but I'm Converse like, is a basketball shoe. Like. Even Magic Johnson said, like, I had to get, like, 30 pairs of those things because I'd run through them, like, after 30 games.
There's no support on those things.
No, there's not.
They're just flat.
They're just not.
Imagine playing in Chucks because that's what they were originally playing in.
I have a pair of, like, high-top Chucks, and I tried playing basketball on them. They suck.
Yeah, they're awful.
But anyway.
Baseball.
No, but, I mean.
No, it's a nice little tangent right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
no,
like that was fun. But no, real quick, to answer your question, obviously, with the White Sox, I mean, Trace Thompson's coming back to the White Sox, and the two pitching prospects they got, they're both pretty solid.
Well, and now,
that's the thing.
And now you, I think, was it you that had mentioned that, no, Dustin told me that Crochet came out and said that he's willing to go down to the minors.
Yeah.
And work and come back as a starter.
Yes. He wants to get in the rotation. I mean, I think that would be great.
There's
a left-hander
no,
as a starter would be fantastic.
Why not?
Yeah.
What do you got right now?
Exactly. And you get give yourself a little time to get yourself a little better.
I will say I'm kind of shocked Kopech hasn't gone.
He needs to.
I've been saying for the last couple of years, like, I think this is it for him. You got to trade him. I just, unless you're really planning on keeping him and taking him in as a closer, I don't see what other option he has right now. Because the starting stuff, it's there, but it's not going to be there consistent.
No.
As the closer, though, I think he could wreck shop. Absolutely. But I don't know if he's going to be willing to take that.
And see, why don't they should try to do, sorry, real quick. That's not a bad idea because, I mean, just kind of, using the same example on the north side,
yeah.
Alzolay.
Absolutely.
He was a terrible starter, and now they put him as a closer.
Alzolay is fantastic.
Dealing.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to shore up that that bullpen?
What just happened?
There's a guy.
Oh.
There's a guy across the across
yeah,
the
we were
street.
Talking about Dylan Cease.
No. The bullpen.
Oh.
Hendricks would be a hell of a setup guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd love for Hendricks to go somewhere
Hendricks,
just to get a shot.
Legitimately, I'm not lying. If it was Kimbrel, I would say no way.
Yeah.
Hendricks is willing to do whatever he has to be a part of a championship team.
I think he'd be really good with San Francisco.
But
as their closer.
Yeah, a little Phillies news for everyone.
Okay.
The Phillies are working on a deal for Michael Lorenzen.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Ooh.
Well, we got another big move before we get into
no,
the,
some
I want to get
some
to
of
the big,
details.
Big
some of the details. You want to get to the big move because some
yeah,
of the
yeah,
details
yeah.
are starting
yeah,
to
big
come
move.
Out.
So everybody, just so they know, the biggest move has happened for the deadline. Justin Verlander is in fact going back home, folks. He's going back to Houston. That's right. He has been traded to the Houston Astros from the New York Mets. The Mets are still working on deals after Verlander. This is from John Heyman. Fam, Rayleigh being discussed. Navarez also could go. Interesting. Okay.
In that trade. I'm also seeing outfielder prospects, Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford.
Okay, so they're looking to possibly send five guys. It sounds like that. They're looking to send
sounds
like
maybe
the
New York's going to get a load.
Good bundle.
Maybe, maybe a three-team trade?
It's possible. Well, here's the thing. Houston doesn't really need its prospects because a lot of their best players have now come through the system, and they always find talent.
And this is good for the Mets, though, because, God, they're having
they need a reset.
Garbage year.
Yeah.
They needed to just
It all
sell.
Started at the WBC. It all started at the WBC.
So, Cohen fell so much in love with these guys when he saw them at the World Baseball Classic and said, contract. You can't do that. You can't buy a championship out of time.
Sometimes you can. And then you had one of your team leaders go down.
God.
And the horn goes silent.
I don't understand. Hey, don't make fun of Timmy Trumpet, man. He's awesome.
No, I'm not making
The Timmy Trumpet is awesome.
Edwin Diaz does make a difference on that team by and large. Like, he is one of the best. For a guy that struggled a lot at the beginning, he has become one of the best closers in baseball. There's no doubt about it. But I can't imagine that the Mets are done making moves now. They have to still be looking to trade. I mean, we were hearing like Pete Alonso and Justin Verlander possibly going to Atlanta, so which would have been insane, because why does Atlanta need to become the biggest beast in the East? Like, that's
these jerks are just like wanting to like make it a done deal. Like, you know what? Like, they will probably be like minus if they made that happen.
Yeah,
they'd be like minus -300 to win the World Series.
Yeah, of course,
they'd be like the clear favorite.
They'd be so far above.
Be bull.
Yeah,
I mean, the rumor that I'm liking too, I mean, even though I would love to see him come over to Chicago, is that there's rumors about Dylan Cease going to Baltimore.
Yes.
And that would just be, as you were saying, David, that Baltimore is like three deep in every position.
Baltimore has the deepest.
Their farm system. So
they can just throw whoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
So let me put it to you this way. You remember when the Cubs farm system had Baez and KB and
it's like,
you know,
that.
That's their farm system's that deep, if not deeper.
They did it right.
I mean, Jackson Holliday right now is the number one prospect in all of minor league baseball. That's in the top 100. I mean, that tells you everything about their system. Then they've got Colton Cowser. I'm trying to find the rest of these guys in here. Jordan Westberg. I mean, Heston Kerstag, however, from what we understand, I think that might.
Who do you want for Cease again, there, Andrew?
I want Jackson Holliday.
Yeah, you want Jackson
That's
Holliday.
Not going to happen, obviously.
I mean, that's not who happen. Doesn't want Jackson Holliday?
Yeah. Wow. Although, I guess we've
that
heard.
That kid's only 19.
Yeah. God. Yeah, he came straight out of high school. The one we have heard is a rumor, possibly, was that Jerstag might be getting traded to St. Louis for Jack Flaherty, which that has not been confirmed as of yet. But it sounds like Baltimore is trying to push for a starting pitcher.
I love Twitter so much.
God, said what now?
Just some random dude 32 minutes ago. Damn, Dylan Cease just came into the UPS work I work at and overnighted his Frisbee golf disc to the Baltimore address.
I love it.
You gotta love the internet sometimes, man. They come with the good stuff, I swear.
It's
well, like that
so
one thing
good.
I said that Tampa Bay is trading their entire 26 man roster for Shohei. They said, well, in quotes, "F it, we don't need the rest of the team. Shohei is the team."
I love that.
Thought that was pretty good.
That's so good. I mean, listen, the situation for Cease, I think Baltimore just makes the most sense, right? They don't
Cincinnati could too.
But Baltimore makes the most sense because they're loaded with prospects.
You better pray it's Baltimore.
I'm hoping it's not the Cubs. I want it to be Baltimore.
Because Cincinnati feels like a team like they don't want to get rid of their prospects. They want to keep growing with their guys.
Yeah.
Because of what they've gotten out of De La Cruz and Hunter Green and a lot of their other younger talent that is still finding their way right now.
So
as those guys grow, they're hoping that it's not just we compete the 1 year, it's we compete for like the next 10 years.
Right.
They want to run.
My question to you, and I want to get back to the Phillies trade that's just going down. I'm thinking that's a replacement for Ranger, because Ranger hasn't been playing good this year.
I would say so. Unfortunately, Ranger's losing his mojo, I think, a little bit.
he had it in the he might be able, postseason.
Well, that's the thing.
Year.
He might be able to find it again in the postseason because pressure.
Great,
pressure,
we have a Kyle Schwarber pitcher.
To match with your Kyle Schwarber. So,
who are you? I Kyle Schwarber the pitcher.
I had Kyle Schwarber pitcher.
Well, was that a little?
Yeah, that was a little too much, man.
All right, sorry,
take
it.
Take about 10% off.
I apologize. Right. I'm sorry.
David, jeez.
What are your thoughts? Because I'm gonna be very honest with you. Yeah. I haven't really paid a lot of attention to the Detroit Tigers.
Why would you? Second off,
Lorenzen.
Lorenzen's their hottest name. He's easily their hottest name.
Considered their ace?
I would say so. He's got the best stuff. The best breaking ball, best fastball. It's hard because I've seen the Tigers are a little bit garbage right now. But
you put him behind Wheeler and Nola?
I would, yeah. Okay. I would.
One, two, three punch. They're only a half game out of the wild card. So
he easily gives them like that extra arm that you know can fan them as well as put the breaking ball on them. And in postseason play, I think he can actually play a part in it too. I don't know if he'd be your third starter, but he could easily be like that fourth option if you need somebody to come in and take over like 5-6 innings. I think he can do the job easily. And honestly, Detroit's going to look to maybe do some purging here too because – boy, I'm going to tell you right now, Spencer Torkelson, who looked like he was going to be the next great player for the Detroit Tigers, man, he looks bad. He strikes out like crazy now.
God, that Javi Baez guy was something special for
him. Hey, I still make special catches. Yeah, you still hit 190, dude. I don't want to hear it, Javi.
Is it said that that's still better than Master Pony?
I don't know, Master Pony...
I don't know how. In like the last 6 or 7 games, the dude was hitting .440.
Yeah, I know. He's been hitting again.
I'm like, what?
I don't know.
Where the hell has this been?
I don't understand it. I really don't.
That's why they were like, that's why the Cubs turned into buyers. They're like, you know what? Now we have one extra hitter.
Now we've got our guy. Now we've got our answer. All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Obviously, more news is here to come, so we'll be talking about that here soon. Plus, we'll talk about some more predictive moves, what could potentially happen or what we would like to maybe even see happen. That'll be coming up next here on Blow the Whistle on twitch.tv/SportsTownShy. Welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, to Blow the Whistle here on twitch.tv/SportsTownShy. I am, of course, your host, Andrew Pepe Valentine. I'm here with David Double D Dykstra and, of course, Tyler Butterball Buterball. And we have been talking about Major League Baseball. We talked about a few of the moves that have been made. Obviously, there was a few others kind of in the mix with, like, Kiki Hernandez and a few others.
Kiki!
I love me some Kiki,
Going back to Going back to the Dodgers.
It's good because he brings the Dodgers a lot of energy. But, obviously, between all those moves and stuff, we've seen some predictions. But we have an update for you on the Verlander situation. David, you want to give it or should I?
Verlander deal only awaiting medicals.
Okay.
Gilbert and Clifford are the prospects coming back to the Mets. Money goes with Verlander to Houston. So Houston is paying some money.
Oh, so they're paying for that contract.
Okay.
I figured that's what the sticking point was.
Yeah.
For all the other teams.
Right.
Which makes sense. Not having the greatest of years.
Right.
Now watch. He'll get back to Houston. He'll be like, look what I could do.
Because he's in his comfort zone, man. He's with his friends. He's with Brigman and Altuve. And, you know, he's happy now. He knows where he's at.
Cubs are looking at Bednar, the closer for the Pirates.
Oh, okay.
Bednar.
Oh, okay.
That would be a good one for them.
It's going to take a lot to get him though.
For Bruce Levine, is that because the Cubs are in left-handed pitcher bullpen market? Mets have former Cub Brooks Raleigh. R-A-L-E-Y.
Yes, yeah.
Available, and it looks like that the Mets will make this move.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, seems like they got rid of Verlander. They're
going to start clean house. Yeah.
It's going to be a question.
Cleaning.
It's going, well, as soon as they moved Scherzer, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now time for Bobby Bonilla to come back and play for the Mets.
Yeah, he is under contract. So, I mean, listen, while we're waiting to see if there's any other big moves that could potentially be making, could be happening, I guess the question we'll pose to all the people out there, and I'll pose to you guys here, of all the trades that we potentially could see happen, is there any that either you are looking forward to possibly happening, or are there any that you possibly... that haven't even been mentioned that you think actually should happen? Like, there's a player that should get moved that hasn't been moved just yet.
What are you laughing about?
What's going on? No, we were just talking about Andrew Chafin coming back to the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, that's a rumor.
Obvious Shirts has, like, a fantastic picture of him. Just, you know, this big old fro, and he's got, like, his Obvious Shirt that says baseball player.
Yeah.
And just bring me home, Jed, I'm ready. And there's, like, an explosion on in the background.
Hey, he was pretty good around that time.
He was good. I liked it when he was on the Cubs.
You want to talk about getting yourself a great setup guy?
Yeah.
That'd be him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's great. Your setup, man.
Absolutely.
So I do got to say, I mean, Assad, he's... been looking better lately.
Yeah.
He pitched 3 innings last night, but I was like, but he's still one of those. Like,
he's still too up and down.
There's so many guys that are too up and down.
Yeah, absolutely.
They need relievers.
So if you're Mr. Cubs fan over there.
That's me.
What would you like to see? Because I can tell you from an outside perspective what I think they need.
I want another starting pitcher.
Okay. I think you need a legitimate one.
Yeah. Steele can be that eventually.
I think he's that next year.
He can
grow into it. Legit next year. That's
as long as he stays on this, like the path he's on right now, he could be a legitimate contender for Cy Young by like next season.
Oh yeah,
by and large.
Stroman, if not next season, the season after that.
Yes,
Stroman. I will eat my words and I'll admit.
Thank God.
Not. He looked like he was, but now he's been on too far. Too long of a...
This month has been terrible.
It's been so bad for him.
He went from a 2.89 ERA to a 3.9 in a month.
You can't do that.
No, it's been so bad. And not only that, but like his character did not show well last night when he just totally ditched the media.
Yeah,
he just walked out
on him.
That doesn't look good.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, because he's coming out and being like, oh, I'm the best pitcher in baseball.
Listen, right. let me be the first one to tell you, could not have seen this coming from, oh, I don't know, 20 miles away. He did the same thing the last place he pitched.
Listen, man, Puerto Ricans have hot heads, right? Ask Javi and ask Stroman.
I would say absolutely starting pitching should be a priority.
Yeah, for sure.
No, starting pitching for sure. Like they need another.
If you
want
to compete, you need to get another guy in that rotation.
Because whoever's there, they're going to bring in, they're going to be the one. Steal the two, and then Hendricks. If they don't trade Hendricks or Stroman,
3 or 4.
If they don't trade Stroman,
at this point, I would make Hendricks the 3.
I would.
Yeah, his breaking ball stuff's amazing.
For the love of God, can you just get a first baseman? Mervis obviously is not it this year.
No,
he's gonna need more.
He needs a little more. He needs a little more basting.
Well, so the rumor is that's a good way to put it. Keep him in the oven a little bit.
Here's a thought, real quick, just off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Trade Stroman to the Orioles because the Orioles are a deep at first base. Maybe deeper than any other position that they have right now.
I'd say so.
Yeah, they got a lot of first base. Well, because they keep losing the guys. Like, oh no, he hurt his ankle. Oh,
and then
no,
they call up a guy and
his shoulder.
He works.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, well, you know, he can hit too and he can catch. Wow. How's his arm? Oh, he can throw it too. Thank you. Can he hold together? No. Call another one.
At this point, I'm willing to take anyone because.
Or get yourself a utility outfielder, a solid utility outfielder who can play center field. That way you can move Cody Bellinger to first.
Well, the weirdest thing that there's a rumor about tonight from per Jesse Rogers is apparently Candelario is going to be starting at first base tonight, which is kind of odd.
Yeah.
But I mean,
if you played third, you can play first. First is not easy to play, obviously.
We never you guys said, I don't remember seeing him play first base before.
No,
he's always been a true third baseman. So I'm kind of curious to see how that is.
So let's move. I just got told through the window.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. There's a guy going on at 3. So I want to promote him a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Too, because his show is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
It's all MMA and boxing, so he's really, really awesome.
So we won't break. We'll just keep it
We'll just do this one long. And then if anything...
Just real quick, did you guys mention about this new trade? The Seattle Mariners are acquiring Edouard Bizzardo from the Baltimore Orioles for Logan Reinhardt.
I
haven't seen that.
This is per Robert Murray. He's an MLB insider, so I trust it. Writes for fan sided.
Ooh.
That literally just dropped a few minutes ago.
All right. Well, I mean, one more power to them, I guess, on that. So
Trey Mancini is getting released.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I just saw Michael Cerami.
He's getting DFA'd or just released.
Unfortunately, he just wasn't performing to the level.
Yeah.
He started off in a very good spot.
He was playing well, but he's one of the other guys that's just not been.
It's just not there.
No. So, I just saw that from Michael Cerami.
For all we know, that could be a good thing for Baltimore. Baltimore could easily go pick him up, bring him back into the roster.
Oh, good God.
He's always worked well with the Orioles.
He is a beloved Baltimore.
Yeah, they love him there.
Michael Jenkins actually was the officiant at his wedding.
What? Really?
Are you serious?
I did not know that.
That's a cool flex.
That's amazing.
Is that not a cool flex?
I'm the reason Trey Mancini has a wife.
That's really cool.
His wife and Jenks are very close friends.
No way. I did not know that. Ah, that's interesting.
And he didn't say anything until afterwards because he didn't want to let it out.
Okay. That's so really cool.
It's a strange Jenks flex.
Hey, I'd brag about it.
Jinx is working for the Commanders right now. He did hit the show today from Commanders Central.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
because he had to go straight from our show.
Real quick. Okay.
Commanders.
I didn't notice this, but we were just talking about Assad.
Yeah.
He has a 0.74 ERA in his last 10 outings.
Yeah, no,
he's been
better.
I don't know what the hell's happened, but
I think there's mojo coming back. I was going to say, there's mojo coming back into the north side. My only question, though, is this, because I listen to a lot of the guys here on the local radio stations, and I love them all, but I heard David Haw, and he's like, you just compete, and then you get in the playoffs, and anything could happen, but...
It's always
possible that baseball, because the baseball can go any way. But I think in this case, I think it's easy to say that the best baseball teams are the ones that are probably going to emerge as the ones that come out on top.
But see, my only thing is that why I wasn't too worried about them being buyers this year is because they had a solid draft.
Right.
And they still have a bunch of prospects, like a handful of solid prospects in the farm league. So at least they're kind of in that middle where like, okay, we have guys down below where like eventually they can like make up, but like let's try it. Like the Cubs needed to make something happen. They can't just be selling again.
I say we do half and half tomorrow. We can either do half baseball because I'm sure there's going to be more that hits. And half NFL or half.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Major League Baseball. Half. Maybe we'll save that for Friday.
For Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you called it. You said save it for Fridays.
So. Yeah.
All right. Friday.
You put that little burrow in my head. I wanted. What do you expect the rest of the day as a White Sox fan to be?
I'm hoping that. Hoping for selling, but I'm hoping it's smart selling, right? So if you're moving Tim Anderson, move him for prospects that obviously make sense for the future, because that's what the White Sox need to do, is that if it's Anderson, if it's Cease, if it's those guys, everybody is apparently on the table except for Luis Robert. I totally understand that. And Crochet, I think, is the other guy they should really say keep because he's a left-handed pitcher. But I get it. You're starting to get some guys in there. So sell for the future. Get those guys in the proper levels and get the managers at the minor leagues that can help them grow. And then find a manager that can help those guys come up. That's what it needs to be projections for.
Peak perform.
Future. Yes, absolutely. It's got to be about the future. Everything about this year now has to just going to be crash it, hope for a high draft pick, and get into the MLB draft and get the best players you can.
As far as my Phillies go, I think they made a really great move there.
Yeah.
With Lorenzen. I'm also going to say they probably need another bat.
Yeah, I think
contact hitter.
Yeah. Somebody to get on base and set it up for Harper and Schwarbs or whoever's going to be up there to be able to kind of crush it.
As long as Schwarbs isn't hitting leadoff. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Well, if he hits a home run, it's a great way to start the game. Strikeout.
I was going to say, but if he strikes out, well, we're starting down already.
But middle relief.
The thing is that Philly's window is still fairly well open. Yeah, and middle relief would be good for them too.
I mean, if you
their
wanted to
get, not bad.
If
it's
you wanted
just,
to go out and get Chris Bryant, I wouldn't be mad at you.
You want Liam Hendricks?
I wouldn't be mad at Liam.
Having him as a closer would help out a lot, I think.
We have a closer, thank you very much. He was an all-star, thank you very much.
I shouldn't say closer, but you get that one-two punch. Here's my problem with that. At the setup,
do you want that chemistry
back?
Back. Or are the Phillies going to be smart enough to go, well, Liam said he'd be a setup guy for Kimbrel. Let's do that.
Right.
Mr. TLR going,
closer. I didn't know Boomhauer was the manager of the White Sox.
I mean, did you hear him say, do you not know who I am?
Yeah, I know who I am. I heard him on his famous night, his infamous night.
All right.
Tyler, what about you for the Cubs? Any outlook as the deadline's coming down here?
I'd be happy.
2 hours, I think, left or so.
Cody just said they need to throw everything at the White Sox right now. The Orioles need to throw everything at the White Sox to get
Jackson Mahomes.
I would.
Did you just say Jackson Mahomes?
I did. Yeah. I know what I said.
I'm done. that's
Tyler, before we leave.
I would love another true starting pitcher or even a reliever.
Yeah.
Honestly, they need another pitcher.
They need a starting pitcher. They need to find an answer at first base.
If they can get a solid true first baseman,
yeah.
Sure. If not,
Cody doesn't know where he wants Dylan Cease to go now. He just did a retweet and it says Dodgers.
He's just gonna say every team in baseball until he picks the right one.
Shout out to Cody Decker for making us crack up.
That's great.
Seattle,
that's where he's going. Seattle.
But no, that's all I would like to see.
Kansas City.
Here he comes.
Oakland.
Actually, you know what, Arizona, if you want to trade, we'll give you Cease if you give us Corbin Carroll. I did that in a heartbeat. That kid's amazing. No, I agree with you on that. Listen, hopefully the deadline goes our way for our teams. Hopefully the deadline goes your way for your team. If it's not, sucks to be you as a baseball fan.
You can hit us up on our social medias and come in and yell at us tomorrow on Z-Twitch.
Absolutely. Yes. We'll be back on tomorrow, and that's where you can hit us up at Blow2Whistle1 on all the social media, or hit us up at blow2whistleradio@gmail.com.
Ignore him.
I know. Cody said something else, I'm sure.
He just said Cubs!
He's just going to tweet out every team.
I just want to like and share all of them. It's so good.
He's going to San Antonio to play for the Missions. You guys can also hit us on every podcasting platform possible except for Quad Pod because they forgot to pay their electrical bills, so they're out now. You guys can also make sure to hit us up tomorrow again. We'll be hitting about 2 o'clock with another show talking more baseball, see what happens next, and we'll also be talking...
See how much information comes out tomorrow because if we can, I'd like to get in here early tomorrow so we can talk as much as we can.
Absolutely.
I shouldn't be up super late for sports pages, but yeah.
Okay. Set an alarm.
Dude, I knocked out last night. Went to bed at like around 3 or 4.
Fine, I understand that. Here we
one
go.
More.
One more. One more. One more. One more. One more.
Yankees need to throw everything they can at anyone or anything.
That's the best one. That is very the best one.
I'm liking his tweets on our account.
So good.
I'm doing it on the Blow the Whistle account.
So good.
Cody Decker, you are a national treasure, my friend. A national treasure.
Quite the delight.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have enjoyed this one. I know it was a little bit quick, but we'll see you guys tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, same bat place. Thank you all so much for watching. And as always, I'm Andrew Pepe Valentin.
David Double D Dykstra.
Tyler Butterball Beautiful.
And we will see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, y'all.